top story today, Collingwood President Eddie Maguire has apologised for joking about drowning Fairfax journalist Caroline Wilson at a charity day, but maintains it was just in the spirit of fun. Mr Maguire and North Melbourne's President James Bradshaw joked about paying money to see Ms Wilson dunked and held under freezing water. He says he's disappointed with the reaction to what he earlier described as playful banter and that he abhors violence against women. Labor's candidate for the New South Wales seat of Thara, Christian Kunda, has resigned over his links to a controversial Muslim group he's put to rear. Mr Kunda says he's been misrepresented by News Limited over his friendship with Uthman Bara, a senior figure in his put to rear. He says he does not support Mr Bara's views, but is stepping down to avoid distracting from the Labor campaign. Aid agencies are calling for increased support for Iraq, warning of a humanitarian disaster on the outskirts of Fallujah. The fight to retake the city from Islamic State militants has now pushed 60,000 people from their homes. Agencies say thousands are without shelter and toilets, and there are only enough rations for 3 days. And a clean-up is underway across parts of Queensland after heavy rain caused flash flooding in Brisbane and strong winds ripped roofs off some homes on the Sunshine Coast. Meanwhile, the SES says more heavy rain is expected to hit, or some rain will hit New South Wales today, particularly in the Illawarra and South Coast.